This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. With the summer season in full swing, grills, fireworks, and campfires are making a comeback into our lives. But there are several things to keep in mind.
And just with all of this, it comes down to common sense and think about what you're doing.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. Wednesday, June 19th will be a state holiday in recognition of the federal Juneteenth holiday. This is according to a proclamation issued by Governor Jim Justice on Friday. Juneteenth is recognized on June 19th each year. It celebrates the day the last group of enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, learned of their freedom in 1865. This was more than 2 months after the end of the Civil War and more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. The Juneteenth state holiday this year will be observed on Wednesday, June 19th, as a full-day holiday for public employees of the state. The Herbert Henderson Office of Minority Affairs is hosting a Juneteenth celebration at the state capitol on Saturday, June 15th. West Virginia Day is June 20th. With the summer season in full swing, grills, fireworks, and campfires are making a comeback into our lives. Reporter Chris Schultz sat down with Mark Lambert, director of the WVU Fire Service Extension, about some fire safety basics.
What are some of the basics that people, as they, you know, dust off their grill for the summer, should keep in mind as far as fire safety?
Now that we're past the spring burn season, if they're getting the grill out, if it's a gas grill, propane, you want to make sure that your connections, there's no leaks in your connections, there's no leaks in your hose going to the grill, but you want to make sure all of those little parts are working. Always make sure the grill is outdoors, and by that I mean on a non-covered patio or a non-covered porch, because carbon monoxide becomes an issue even on a front porch that's covered. With charcoal, you want to make sure it's completely out after use. You never want to leave a grill unattended, especially if it's on a porch. But you don't want to leave one unattended in the backyard or anywhere else, small animals, children. You don't want somebody knocking it over and getting burned, or walking up on it and touching it and getting burned, those kind of things. With fireworks, I recommend that you just go to watch a commercial fireworks show like most of the towns and cities do around the 4th of July. Fireworks that they sell in the stores can be dangerous. It says right on them. And it's easy to get burned and easy to have problems with them. So I think you're better off just going to watch a display.
What are some of the things that people need to be considering when they happen? A more open flame.
If you're going to have a campfire, you need to have a 10-foot strip with no brush, nothing around it. This and more regulations about a campfire are in the West Virginia Division of Forestry's regulations on camping and open flame, and they can give you more detail. You want to take care with tiki torches. Again, you don't want to leave a campfire unattended or a backyard fire. You want to make sure it's completely out by the time that nobody's going to be around it. And obviously, you don't want to burn trash or anything but dry cut wood. You're not allowed to burn anything but dry cut wood, as a matter of fact. And just with all of this, it comes down to common sense.
You mentioned up top the burn season. Can you explain to me a little bit about why the state enforces a burn season?
The Division of Forestry, they have a burn season in the spring. It's from March 1st to May 31st. In the fall, I believe it's from October 1st to December 31st. And it has to do with the humidity and the forest, the wind and the dryness, and dependent upon how much rain they've had that year. And so we want to be very careful Anytime you're in the forest, but if you're in the forest during those times, you don't want to cause a fire, and for a number of reasons you don't want to cause one. Number one, you could get charged for having to have it put out, but those guys at forestry do a tremendous job, and we don't want to add to what the job they already have to do.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what your office does to prepare the professionals in the state of West Virginia to deal with fires?
We train volunteers and career firefighters. There's a minimum level of training required to be a firefighter in the state. It's 120 hours. It covers the basics of being a firefighter and actually fighting fire, although there's a lot more experience that you need after that. As a matter of fact, the numbers of volunteers in West Virginia and across the country are diminishing, and it's becoming harder and harder to find people to volunteer to be firefighters in their communities. That's one of the reasons we have a junior firefighter camp for kids age 14 to 17, and it's sold out already for this summer, but we put it on every year. We have kids from, obviously, from West Virginia, and this year I think 13 other states. It's to give them a little bit of a taste of what it's like to be a firefighter, to see maybe if we can't replenish some of the ranks in the fire service as our volunteer firemen are getting older. And even career departments nowadays are having problems recruiting people to be firefighters. So we hope this helps recruit young men and women to join their fire department.
That was Mark Lambert of the WVU Fire Service Extension, speaking with Chris Schultz about summer fire safety and firefighting recruitment. To read a longer version of this interview, visit our website at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Liz McCormick, and Maria Young. Eric Douglas produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.